What's the difference in the perseverance of the saints and once saved, always saved? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. So glad that you've decided to join us. We're answering questions from listeners just like you. Get your questions answered by sending us an email, radio@faithalone.org. Okay, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Hey, welcome to Grace in Focus. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, I'm Bob Wilkin.
And I got a question from someone who wanted to know, what is the difference between once saved, always saved, and perseverance of the saints? Aren't they the same thing?
Oh, that is a very good question. Well, we need to explain the two. For a lot of people, the perseverance of the saints is once saved, always saved.
And that's the thing. For a lot of people, they use those two terms interchangeably.
Eternal security is another way of saying once saved, always saved,
right,
is often seen for those who persevere.
Right.
And if you don't persevere, well, then you prove you weren't one of the elect, the Calvinists would say, or
right,
you didn't truly believe, or whatever.
So we're not saying that people don't use those two terms interchangeably. What we're saying is you shouldn't, because
they're different.
They are different. And especially the way we take it as free grace people, we take eternal security to be different from perseverance of the saints. Well, why are they different? Well, first of all, I think they have different basis for their hopes. Okay, so let's say, for example, perseverance of the saints is basically based on what they think is the biblical teaching. And this is usually Calvinist. This is a Calvinist doctrine, first
right,
of all. So this is the P in TULIP. Calvinism is known by the acronym TULIP, T-U-L-I-P, and sometimes there's two Ps. Total depravity is the T. Unconditional election is the U. Limited atonement is the L. Irresistible grace is the I. And P stands for perseverance of the saints, or sometimes preservation of the saints, or both.
Right.
Some people say Calvinism actually has the two Ps at the end. Well, perseverance of the saints goes all the way back to basically unconditional election. So it's based on this idea that God chooses unconditionally certain people to be saved and other people he passes over or actively condemns to hell. And
now you have a whole book on that.
I have a whole book on this.
What's
it's called,
it called?
Chosen to Serve.
Yeah.
Why Divine Election is to Service, Not to Eternal Life, something like that. So basically, the doctrine of perseverance of the saints depends on this doctrine of election. So that's what they're looking for. They're looking at this biblical evidence, and they're saying, well, if God chooses some people, predestines some people before the foundation of the world to be saved, then they can never, ever fall away. And so if they can never fall away, if they're going to persevere in faith and good works until they go to heaven when they die, that means they are eternally secure. And so sometimes Calvinists will talk about eternal security for the elect, because since God is doing it all, there's just no way for the elect to not be saved. It's going to happen because God's all-powerful, he's sovereign, and he's just going to make it happen. Eternal security, the way we understand it, has nothing to do with predestination and election.
And it has nothing to do with whether we persevere or not.
Right. The focus for us, so the focus for perseverance is election, but the focus for us is basically Jesus' promise of everlasting life.
Right. It's called the promise of life in various texts in Scripture. And when Jesus says, he who believes in me has everlasting life, John 6:47, for example, well, that's a promise.
Right.
And it's only believing in him. It's not persevering in him.
Right. So it has nothing to do with a scheme of predestination or election. For us, we just look at those promises, and Jesus promised eternal life or everlasting life. I believe. Therefore, what do I have?
I have everlasting life.
And so what we might happen to also believe about predestination and election doesn't enter into it. That's not, you can just look at the promise by itself, and you know that you're once saved, always saved, because he gives you everlasting life.
Okay, now, I think it's important to point out, we teach and recognize that the Bible calls Christians to persevere. There are lots
right,
of warnings if we don't persevere, and
right,
there are lots of calls to persevere.
All right, so well, that's the second difference I see between eternal security and perseverance of the saints. Perseverance of the saints has an expectation that if you've been predestined in election to salvation, elected to salvation, you will continue in faith and good works until death. You will persevere in faith and good works until death. So there's an implied promise that you're going to be a good Christian your whole life. You might fail. You might have some doubts. You might have moments of weakness, although
and
that's inexplicable.
Way, that raises a lot of confusion for people because right. you can fall away, but not for long. Well, how right. long is long? We
yeah.
don't know.
And if God is causing it to happen, why does he cause you to fall away at all? Why aren't you sinlessly perfect?
Right. Wouldn't that be better? I'd like that.
If sanctification is what they call monergistic, it's just God working.
Only a work of God,
right?
Yeah.
Then why is there any sin in your life? Why aren't you perfectly sinless? I don't know. Because God's doing it, so why would he allow any type of sin or doubt? I don't know. But, so perseverance of the saints has an expectation that you are going to continue in faith and good works until death. But eternal security is totally silent about that. And when we look at other verses of the Bible, what we see is there is no guarantee that you're going to persevere in faith and good works until death.
No, just the opposite.
Right? That's why the warnings are there.
Right. And the warnings aren't about going to hell. The warnings are about experiencing judgment in this life and judgment after this life at the judgment seat of Christ.
Right.
Every Christian is going to be judged by Christ. I have a book called The Road to Reward in which I talk about lots of rewards passages.
Right.
And a lot of these very passages are passages the perseverance people use to prove if you're really born again, you will persevere.
Right. So we would say, listen, you ought to abide in Christ. You ought to grow to spiritual maturity. You should move from carnality to maturity. You should move from a Romans 7 experience to Romans 8 experience. But that is not guaranteed as it is in the perseverance of the saints doctrine. So that's another difference between eternal security and perseverance of the saints as we see it. A third difference has to do with assurance.
Oh, absolutely. That's all a right. big one. And you have a book on that. I do too.
Yeah. You're confident in Christ, secure and sure.
Secure and sure. Yeah.
And my book, Beyond Doubt. On eternal security, not only can you be sure of your salvation, assurance is of the essence of saving faith, again, because of what Jesus promised.
Yeah, now what does that mean, assurance is? That was a position Calvin took, that assurance is of the essence.
Right. So basically, think of it this way. If Jesus says, whoever believes has everlasting life, and you believe that promise, what do you believe that you have?
Everlasting life.
So you're sure of yourself. You cannot believe Jesus' promise without being sure of what you have.
As long as you believe it, you stay sure.
Right. Now, you can doubt it. You can believe it in the morning and doubt it in the afternoon or doubt it the next day. But so long as you're believing, you are assuring.
At the moment of faith, you obviously are assured because
right.
that's what you're believing.
Right. But the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints does not help you with your assurance of salvation. On the contrary, it's only going to undermine your assurance of salvation because you know that some anonymous person called the elect that God has chosen is going to persevere in faith and good works until death, and they're going to be saved. But you just don't know if you're one of the elect.
Right. For Calvinists, faith is some unknowable thing.
Right. Well, actually, that's going to be my fourth difference, I think, the condition
okay.
of salvation. Let's talk about that right now.
All right.
The fourth difference between eternal security and perseverance of the saints is the condition of salvation. For us, the condition is very clear. You believe. It's a moment of faith in Jesus for this eternal salvation. And,
right.
And you are born again. You have it the moment you believe in Jesus for it. And Jesus used different metaphors in the Gospel of John for faith, illustrations of faith that clearly indicate that only a moment of faith is required to be born again. For example, one drink.
John 4 and also John 6:35, the living water.
Uh-huh.
Or John 6 also, verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. So you eat the bread of life, or coming to Jesus in John 6:35. He who comes to me shall never hunger. That's coming is another word for believing in him.
Right. Or John chapter 3, he compares the new birth. He uses the one illustration of the bronze serpent being raised on the pole. Anyone who looked at it would be healed. Where? How long did they have to look to be healed?
Instantly.
Just instantly. In John 3, he also compares the new birth to physical birth. And,
right.
And although labor can take time,
right.
the birth happens in a moment.
Right.
And in the same way, you just need to believe in a moment to be saved. But in perseverance of the saints, how long do you, what's the condition of salvation there?
Well, it's basically a lifetime.
Right. It's a lifetime of having faith and good works.
And by the way, among some Calvinists now, it used to be Calvinists would say, if you don't persevere, you prove you weren't saved in the first place.
Right.
But now some of the newer Calvinists, like Tom Schreiner and Ardale Kennedy, they have a book called The Race Set Before Us, and they call it Final Salvation.
Right.
And they said you must persevere in the race in order to win final salvation. So they say what you have now is something other than final salvation. Many evangelicals today talk about final justification, too. Mm. They say initial justification is by faith, final justification is by works. And so it becomes a very convoluted mishmash, and you've got to persevere for your whole life in order to get this final salvation.
Who can know that? I mean, no one can know if they're going to do that. So again, that comes back to the assurance issue. And how is that different? I mean, really, how is that different from teaching salvation by works?
Well, see, it seems to me Arminianism that says you can lose salvation, and Calvinism, at least in the past, used to say you can't lose it, but you can prove you never had it in the first place.
Right.
They basically come together over the issue of perseverance. Because it's not just the Calvinists that say you must persevere in order to make it.
Right.
The Arminians say you must persevere in order to make it, too.
That's right. So to answer the question, what's the difference between eternal security and perseverance of the saints? Aren't they the same thing? Well, there's at least four differences. The basis is different. Eternal security is based on the promise of everlasting life. Perseverance of the saints is based on an understanding of predestination and election. The condition of salvation is different. An eternal security, it is one moment of faith in Jesus for this life that he promises. In perseverance of the saints, it is basically lifelong perseverance in faith and good works until
right.
death. It affects assurance of salvation. Assurance is for us of the essence of saving faith. If Jesus promises you have eternal life and you believe in him for that, then what do you believe you have? You believe you have eternal life.
Right.
But perseverance of the saints, you can never know if you're one of the elect. You only find out after you die. And then lastly, eternal security and perseverance of the saints have different views of perseverance. Eternal security, perseverance is not guaranteed. You might grow to spiritual maturity, you might not. That depends upon whether or not you become a doer of the word. But in perseverance of the saints, since God is causing you to be sanctified, you'll never have major sin. You'll never fall away completely. You'll never fall away for, even a long period of time because God is doing it. So it's a different view of perseverance as well. Well, I hope that answers your question. If you have any more questions, send them to radio@faithalone.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Do you like what you're learning on the show? Well, there's more where that came from. We would love for you to come visit us at our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free resources on our site. One of which is really popular, is our free magazine. It comes out 6 times a year. It's full color and it's completely free. Subscribe on the website and it will show up in your mailbox hassle free. It's faithalone.org. Another reason to visit the site is to learn a little bit more about becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated because it's how we stay on the air. You ever have one of those questions that keeps you up at night? I know that I do sometimes. Well, if you've got a question, comment, or feedback, we want to hear from you. Send us a message at radio@faithalone.org. radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to discuss whether or not we have to convince people that they need salvation. That'll be an interesting episode you don't want to miss. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep Grace in focus.